All right, what's up? Welcome back to Journey Football's podcast. This is season 2, episode 1, and today we have our good friend Diego on with us.
What's good, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem, man. We're happy to have you on. So just to start off, can we get like a quick rundown of like your career so far, your background, when you started playing, stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's going to be a long rundown, but yeah, I'll break it down quick. So, yeah, I started playing when I was probably seven years old, but never really seriously until I was, I want to say 15. And around 15, 16 is when I knew that I wanted to play professionally. And, you know, that realization was caused by a number of things, but, you know, one of them being a major injury, another one of them being professional trials overseas. And yeah, so now here I am at 19 years old in the pandemic, thinking I was going to go play overseas this summer and potentially, you know, trial with teams, but now I'm stuck at home doing push-ups. So that's where I'm at right now.
So what are you currently with a team or a club?
Yeah. I'm with a club here locally, and it's the highest level of amateur football here. It's men's. And I'm also playing on a U21 team. So the club has a U21 and then what we call Div 1 and then what we call Prem. And they have the three different teams within the club. And I play on all three. So I kind of just bounce around and I get called up to the Prem team, you know, every couple of games. But, you know, right now it's a bit tough because there's not really anywhere for me to go. You know, it's a bit of a dead end here in Vancouver. We've got the Vancouver Whitecaps and we've got the CPL team on the island. So, you know, besides those two, there's not very many places for me to go. So it's a bit rough here.
Yeah, bro. But that's good that you're in like, you know, that high level that you're at right now.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a high level, but at the same time, it's like compared to other places around the world, it's not exactly a very high level. It is what it is, but you know, knowing what I know and knowing what I've experienced, it's just hard to be here sometimes.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's I think, you know, the level or the opportunities in the U.S. is maybe slightly better than Canada, but it's still not the best. Know that Canada and the U.S. are kind of similar in that way. So Europe is usually where a lot of the people from the U.S. and Canada go, you know.
Yeah, Europe and South America is the place to be. Yeah, bro, I think the U.S. has a lot more opportunities than Canada, to be honest, because I don't know. There's just not much going on here, to be honest. It's just hard.
So have you thought of, so for your trials, where have you thought of going? You going to Europe or you want to try the U.S. or South America?
I was thinking of going back, but I have some connections in Portugal. I've got some connections in England and Scotland. So, you know, I was honestly, my plan was just to go and cold call clubs and just use what connections I had to see if I could get trials and just shoot my shot. Because, you know, at some point you get too old for this, right? Like there's only a certain amount of years that you can be doing this and, you know, you just have to give it 100%. I don't want to regret anything in the future. So I'll just go give it my all.
Oh yeah, that's 100%. I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah, that we like that drive that, you know, just go for it, you know, like go cold call clubs, like you're responsible for your life. So, and you know, you're doing exactly that, which is awesome.
That's exactly my mentality. And I love that you guys share the same mentality. I mean, yeah, I'm really glad to be doing this podcast with you because I feel like we all have a lot in common, and it'd be sweet if we could meet up one day.
Bro, I know.
That's a dream.
Bro,
that is
sick. Bro, if you're, I mean, I'll be in England because I'm going over to play in England.
Whereabouts?
It'll be in York. I don't know if you know where that is.
Yeah, no,
so
I do.
So if you're over on trial, dude, just let me know. We can link up in England.
100%. That'd be such a sick link up. Oh my god,
that'd be sweet.
quick right. YouTube collab, yeah.
Facts, bro. Facts. All right. So, you know, the coronavirus has obviously hit, and you know, it's a tough time for everyone for sure. and it's crazy. But, you know, this is – we feel like it's a great time for personal growth in every aspect of your life. So we want to know, like, how you're dealing with it. And, you know, after that, just, like, what a typical day looks like for you in quarantine now.
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, overall, this quarantine is either going to make or – well, it's really – I think it's going to really show who the dedicated players are. And
facts, 100%.
Yeah, and you know, I have access to a field, you know, illegally. I'm not technically allowed to be on it, but I still go on it. So I'm able to get some fitness and I'm able to do some training. I've got a wall, so I'm really working on my technique. You know, I've never – it's really difficult sometimes to be motivated in a time like this, but honestly, seeing accounts like you, seeing the work that you guys are putting in, and just remembering my goals, doing podcasts like these, it all helps realign myself with what I really want in life. It's sometimes it's easy to lose track of that, you know. Sometimes it's easy to just you know, be stuck at home in quarantine and think to yourself, like, oh, I'm 19, I was supposed to be on trial this year, like what realistic chance do I have? Sorry. But then you got to remember, you know, that it's all just part of the path. It's all part of the process. So you just get up every single day and keep working. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of technical stuff. I've been doing a lot of body weight training, and I've got some weights here as well. So I've been doing some workouts. It's honestly not been that bad. It's been pretty good. But yeah, what about you guys?
So for me, I've pretty much been doing the same thing as you, honestly. I mean, I've been doing 2 to 3 sessions per day, which is like fantastic for, you know, development, all that stuff. I've been working out a ton also.
Can I quickly ask what type of sessions?
I've been doing a lot of technical stuff. Like, my house, there's like a little like 2-foot wall on the side, so I've been doing a ton of passing, first touch stuff. Okay. Like that, as well as, you know, body weight workouts, and I do have weights also, so I've been doing a lot of weight
training. that's great and yeah. 2 to 3 per day.
Well, right now, I've kind of been injured a little.
Okay, got you.
But when I'm healthy, yeah, I go pretty hard throughout the day.
Yeah. Right. That's dope.
Yeah.
So obviously with the coronavirus, so you – oh, shit. my bad.
You guys edit?
Yeah. Okay. We'll cut this part out. All right, So obviously, a big part of your lifestyle is being vegan, and so we want to know, like, what type of stuff that you eat. Some typical, say, like a typical breakfast for you, a typical post training meal, and then after that, like, if anyone listening wants to try to be vegan or wants to fully, you know, become vegan, if you have any tips for them.
All right, so, you know, for breakfast, there's a lot of different options, but I tend to just choose the simplest. I usually go with oatmeal or using oats and fruit in some way. I find that's the best. You know, I'll even have, like, just uncooked oats, like rolled oats with.
Oh, so do I have that too.
Yeah, just with some milk and some frozen fruit, and I'll put some like maple syrup on top of it and chia seeds. And, you know, honestly, that's my typical breakfast. Like, it's nothing exciting, it's nothing fancy, but, you know, oftentimes the simplest things are what work best. And, you know, post training, so immediately after, if I don't have time to fully make a meal, I bring like a protein shake with me and consume that after my session, and I'll be good, honestly, for like an hour or two. So I don't have to really worry about making a meal. But when I do, it's usually like, I don't know, there's a whole variety of things, soups, stir fries. I'm trying to think. It's hard to think on the spot what I eat, but in the moment, you know, I've got so many options. But if you follow me on Instagram, if anyone listening to this, I post a lot of what I eat on my stories. I've got a whole highlight just on my page of all the different recipes that I have. So you feel free to check that out for inspiration, I guess, or meal ideas. But there's just such a variety of things. And I think that people think that being vegan, you can only eat a certain amount of things. But really, you know, your options are vast. So, yeah, what about you guys? I'm curious.
Quick question. Have you been vegan your whole life?
Yeah, so I've been plant-based my whole life. Like, I grew up eating... I keep having to cough. Okay, I grew up eating Dairy. I have never had meat or eggs. So, and then I've been vegan for like fully vegan for like 5, 6 years. But the thing is that I never really did well with dairy, so I never ate dairy anyway. So I've pretty much been
Gotcha.
vegan my entire life.
Wow, that's cool,
Sweet.
bro.
Yeah, and for everyone listening, obviously go check out his Instagram page. We'll link it in the description, but the man is shredded. So if you think like you can't build muscle being vegan, like you're wrong because
Appreciate
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So for anyone going vegan or wants to try it, any specific tips you got?
Just really focus on eating whole foods. I think a lot of people will make the mistake of eating a lot of processed foods because they're easier, and they're what's being pushed right now. Like a lot of fake meat
Right.
is and fake essentially fake dairy products and fake animal products essentially are being pushed, and it's easy to think that's what being vegan is, but really it's just about eating whole foods, like nuts,
Gotcha.
seeds, legumes, grains, what am I missing? Vegetables, starches. There's so many options, and the amount of recipes that you can make and the combinations you can make are endless. And it's a lot of fun actually coming up with new recipes and experimenting. So highly recommend trying it out if you're curious. But feel free to hit me up on Instagram if you have any questions. I'm very happy to answer them.
One that I the one thing that like I would say is just because like it's quote unquote vegan on the package doesn't mean it's necessarily healthy because it could just be a bunch of processed BS. So like you said, whole foods, no matter what diet or nutrition plan you have, it should be made up of whole foods, no matter if it's vegan, vegetarian, or whatever, you're eating.
I really agree with that, and I think a lot of people go into vegan for the animal rights side of things. But to be
Right.
honest, I think that just focusing on your health in general and it is what everyone needs to be doing. And whether and no matter how you approach that, no matter how you come about, just focusing on what you eat and paying attention to what you put in your body, I don't think it matters. Like whether you're vegan or not, I think as long as you're just conscious about what you're eating, that's the most important thing. Then you can make ethical decisions later. But that's why I love what you guys do. You guys also promote like the food that you guys eat. I love like I it doesn't matter if it's vegan or not. You guys know what you're doing when you're eating, and a lot of people don't, and it's really sad to see because sometimes a poor diet is what can make or break an athlete.
Oh, yeah,
Definitely.
100%.
And like I'm sure Dan thinks the same and you. Like I treat my food like fuel. Like when I eat, it's for football, Like I don't eat for fun. It's like a like obviously I enjoy eating like donuts and stuff every once in a while.
But I mean, you
But
can
like
enjoy eating the healthy things as well. Like, are
yeah,
you
oh
telling me
yeah.
that your quote unquote healthy meals don't taste good? I'm sure they taste amazing.
Yeah,
Oh
they
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
You make them
exactly.
taste good. You make it
Exactly.
work. Yeah. Healthy eating shouldn't be like a burden or
No.
a chore.
Not at all. Not at all. And too many people have that idea that being healthy is boring, and really, it's really not. Because is being healthy it boring like ever? Is taking care of yourself ever boring? Like having a positive result to something, no matter what the process is like, that's never a boring thing. You know what I mean? Like brushing your teeth is boring, but is it boring because you're helping yourself? You know what I mean? Like the fact that the process is supposed to be boring doesn't mean that it's not something you should be focusing on. Anyways, that's my little rant over. We can move on to the we can move on to
Yeah, and
the
it's also like the mindset. Like if you say to yourself, "Oh, like food is boring, like eating healthy, all that stuff is boring." It's going to be boring. But if you're like, "All right, I can make this fun, like
Yeah, I can
and
make it work.
enjoyable." It'll be fun and enjoyable.
Same thing with working out, right? Like
Exactly. Oh,
it's
yeah.
all about the process and just your mentality on the process. But
Yeah, mindset is everything, to be honest. Question for you. So if you could go back, to any time in your life and change anything or, give yourself any advice, what would it be?
That's a really good question. I don't really regret anything in my life. Like I think that everything happens for a reason. That's just a personal belief, but if I were to change anything, I mean, I feel like you know, not having broken my leg would be something that I would change. But at the same time, that's honestly what's helped me grow and gotten me to the place where I am right now. So there's not really such thing as a negative part of my life that I want to change. Maybe advice that I would give myself when I was younger would be just to, that's tough though, because like the mistakes that I made when I was younger are how what would get me here.
Right.
So, I feel like advice would just be to like just do it and don't overthink things. I think I definitely overthought things when I was younger, and I, you know, got too nervous, you know, for trials and training with new teams and stuff like that. And especially in games, I never performed well in games because I was too nervous and just for dumb reasons, just thinking that I wasn't good enough. So I would definitely say just go out there, do things, and have confidence in yourself and start doing social media earlier because that definitely helps build your confidence.
For sure.
Yeah, bro. And like for me, the thing I would tell myself, it would be like stop caring what other people think about you.
Yes,
Because like
that's
when
it.
we yeah, like when we saw first started this whole thing, like cared so much about like who knew about it.
Dude, it was like a secret that no
Yeah.
one knew. It was literally me and Joe were the only people who knew for about a year before
That's
we even told
hilarious.
our parents. Yeah,
What?
like we were
Really?
so we were so like, I don't know, confined to this mindset that like no one can know, no one can know about like anything we're doing. But then like, I don't know, we just like stopped caring.
Yeah, like recently, probably in the past year, like our high school team found out and stuff, like, and they all like follow us and stuff. So
To be
yeah, we
honest,
don't really care about that anymore.
I was kind of the same. Like, I never wanted anyone to know about my page. And eventually, my teammates found out. And eventually, every team that I've been on since I started has found out. Same with my coaches. And to be honest, it's helped more than it's hurt. People have more respect for me. People, you know, people, my coaches will refer. You know, one time my coach, after practice was like, so if everyone wants to, so he's like, everyone needs to make this smoothie bowl that Diego made. So go to his Instagram and follow his recipe or
Yeah.
something like that. And I
Those
was
smoothie
like,
bowls are fire, by the way.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean they're really good and they're great for like pre or post training. But yeah, anyways, it was so funny because I was totally caught off guard. I was like, damn, this is dope. I kind of like this feeling. I like being promoted like this. This is sick. But yeah, I mean like the old me would have been like, oh no, don't talk about my page. No guys, don't follow. But now I'm like, yeah, go follow, bro. Like I don't
Agreed.
know, it's dope. Yeah.
Yeah, and just like you said, like we've gotten like tons of messages from like people on our high school team, like the younger kids, like the sophomores, you know, like they message us and they're like we really like what you're doing, like we want to improve too, and can you like help us train, stuff like that. And you know, they have a higher level of respect for you, and you know, you can help them out, which is really awesome.
It feels good helping other people out, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole reason why we started this, 'cause it's just so fulfilling, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so while we're on this topic, obviously you have an Instagram. So what is like your goal or message behind your page, and like why you started it?
That's a really good question. There's so many answers to that. So I think the reason why I started it was just to share my training drills, and then it sort of evolved into a more complex topic, no pun intended.
Complex.
Just because,
Shameless
so
plug.
well, I mean you did that work for me, but appreciate it. But yeah, what was I saying? Right, so the message behind my page is just that there are so many different aspects to life that go into pursuing something to its highest level. And you know, in my case, it's football, but it doesn't mean that everything I say and everything I do applies to only footballers. So I feel like you know, the fact that I'm vegan, the fact that I have, you know, like the whatever mindset I take on life, it's not just applicable to other people who are trying to pursue professional football. It's applicable to everyone in general. So that's what my podcast, Live Life Complex, is about. And yeah, that's pretty much my message behind the page. And I told you why I started. But what about you guys?
You can go, you
All
can go.
right. So basically, it was back in 2017, I think. So I don't know. We obviously got inspiration from Matt Sheldon. That's why we started training seriously. We just wanted to like show our drills because we thought we had pretty good drills, and obviously we've evolved and we have better drills now, but, you know, we just wanted to share our drills and stuff like that. And we also, a big reason behind it was we wanted to show people that two average, like, kids with little talent can make it through, you know, like, hard work, perseverance, like, consistency. We wanted to show that, you know, you can do it if you dedicate basically your whole life to it, you know?
Yeah, and you guys are doing a really good job of showing that. You guys are, like, the progression that I've seen from you guys in your drills is it really goes to show hard work beats talent. Like, I commend you guys so much. You guys are,
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, yeah. For me, like, one of the coolest things, you just kind of said it, like, sometimes I just go back in the Instagram, like, go all the way down to the bottom and just look, and that's, like, so, like, satisfying to me. Seeing how, like, bad we were back then and, like, just how hard work and, like, progress and dedication brought us to where we are now. Like, if you asked me, like, when I was 15, if I would be a Division II college soccer player in the U.S., I would be like, are you crazy? Like, I was chubby when I was 15.
Yeah.
And, like, I had, like, I had no ambitions to become a pro.
I got a question for you guys. Wait. How in the world did you guys get all this motivation to do all this stuff? You're saying that you're chubby at 15. You're saying that you didn't think you were
going
to
be. Yeah, bro. I was chubby too, bro.
You were chubby too?
I'll send you a picture of me in 8th grade soccer uniform, bro. I was chubby.
No, bro. So how did you guys become these amazing human beings that you are now?
It's honestly a process, man. And obviously, like, there has been, like, a key few people who have added fuel to our fire, but I feel like it can't come all externally, you know? I feel like me and Joe had that internal fire, you know? But we needed something else to bring it out of us, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. I just realized I have a bunch of questions for you guys, and I would love to do another podcast with you. I want to let you guys take over this one, but I just realized, like, oh shit, I got three more questions I want to ask you guys. It's so interesting. Let's definitely do this again, but yeah, go on with your podcast. I'll stop interrupting.
It's all right. I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, Matt Sheldon was a big part. I don't know if you know Train Effective, but back when I was a freshman, like, you know, Nick Humphreys, he motivated me a lot. And I don't know, man, it was just once I realized that I didn't have a passion in life, and I was like, I love soccer and I can't imagine not playing it in 4 years. I was like, okay, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to you know, realize my dreams? So then I just went in, research, watching videos, and then, you know, it was a snowball effect from there.
Yeah, and, like, I was so sick of being, like, average, like, the average kid on the team, you know. We were not on a good team at all
when we first started.
And, like, honestly, if, like, me and Dan didn't have each other, I don't know if we would be here right now, you know.
Agreed.
Because we both helped each other out so much, like, so much. We trained together. We, like, if we ever see any posts on Instagram, we automatically send it to each other.
Yeah.
Just to help each other out. So, like, having the partner, it made it a lot easier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's, I wish I had someone to be able to train with that has the same motivation as me. You know, recently I did find someone that has the same ambition as me, and we actually went for a trial together on the island here. So we took a ferry and we had a trip together.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun. He's a goalkeeper. And bro, just having someone with you who's got the same goals as you, who's got the same work ethic as you, if not higher than yours, is the best thing. It's so important because it's so easy to let yourself defeat yourself. But if you have someone there, not even necessarily like taking action to motivate you, the fact that they're just there doing their thing is motivating enough. And yeah, so it's nice that you guys have each other for sure.
We're lucky in that sense. And, you know, sometimes, like, when Joe's doing something that I'm not doing, I'm like, all right, I got to make sure, like, I can stay with him. Not that we're competing, but
no, just, I mean, that you kind of are, though.
And yeah, we kind of are, like, you know. Yeah. Making sure we always stay better than...
Exactly. It's the best sort of competition, yeah. Yep.
Exactly. All right, so that about wraps it up. We appreciate you coming on and, you know, for sure get another one going. We'll probably have you on again at a later time because, you know, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, I was really enjoying that. That's your bad. that was a really fun podcast. I enjoyed that a lot.
All right. So we hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you, Diego, for coming on with us.
Yeah, no worries. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.